Tainus, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin 2:7. This Mishnah goes off topic. Since the previous Mishnah, we talked about the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Beis Av, and we'll now discuss those two, that group and that subgroup, and the halachas that apply to them, first regarding drinking wine. So the issue here is that a Kohen who drank wine may not do the Avoda, so long as he has any effects of wine in him, and if he did any Avoda while under the influence of wine, his service would be invalid, a puzzle. So the Mishnah here says, Anshe Mishmar, the people of the Mishmar, mutar lishtos yain belailos. They are allowed to drink wine in the evenings because the day's work is done, and shouldn't be any surprises. Avalo b'yamin, but they can't drink wine during the day. Because even though we're talking about the Mishmar as opposed to the Beis Av, so that means the members of the Mishmar who aren't part of today's Beis Av, and therefore they won't be doing Avoda today, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, it could happen that there's more work than anticipated. Let's say a lot of, you know, a big tour bus of people show up at 3 in the afternoon and they have 100 sheep, although they want to bring all this, you know, voluntary offerings, so then the Beis Av would be overwhelmed and would have to bring in the Anshe Mishmar to help them. And therefore, during the day, the Anshe Mishmar are like reserves. They have to be on duty, on call, and therefore they don't drink any wine during the day. At night, there are no more surprises. Everyone knows what has to get done still. I guess in theory, if there were a total overload of korbanos that needed to still be put on the Mizbeach for burning, they would have to not drink. They would work. But there's no surprises once you bring the Tamid Shel Ben Harabayim, the afternoon offering, daily offering, then nothing, no new offerings can come. And therefore, while the Beis Av itself might have lots of work to do because they have to make sure everything gets burned fully over the course of the evening, the rest of the Mishmar, the reservists, shouldn't be on call anymore. No need for them. Therefore, they can drink wine at night. Va'anshe Beis Av, as for the people themselves who are doing the Avoda, lo b'yom v'lo v'layla, they can either drink at day or at night. The reason why is because night is the time for working as well. They need to make sure that everything that was brought, all the olos, are burned fully, etc. And that might require going back up to the pyre numerous times and flipping things over and making sure that things are on the fire and burning up properly. So since they need to be on call the whole evening, they are not going to drink the whole night as well. I explain according to the Bar Tanura, who learns like Rashi. Interestingly, the Rambam learns that the night we're talking about here is not the night after their day, but the night before their day of service. And the Rambam's concern is that they should drink so much they would still be under influence in the morning, and therefore they can't drink even the night before. But the Bar Tanura learns like Rashi, we're talking about the night afterwards, like I explained before. Now, another point here, Anshe Mishmar va'anshe Ma'amad, the men of the Mishmar, the Mishmar, we said, are the Kohanim who are divided into 24 groups that come in rotation. Now we also have the Anshe Ma'amad. The Ma'amad people are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. They're Yisraelim, not Kohanim. And the idea here is that when a person brings a korban, the bialim, the person for whom the korban is being brought, has to be present at the time the korban is being brought. Now, since the tamidin are being brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, it makes sense in theory that all of Klal Yisrael should be there morning and evening to be present when the korban is brought. Of course, that's not practicable, and therefore, it's arranged that there are representatives of Klal Yisrael. We have Yisraelim who are standing by. To keep it simple right now, we'll talk about all this Ma'amad being there in the Beis Hamikdash and the Azara, and they're davening that the Talmud should be received by Hashem well, that should be acceptable and desired by Hashem. So they're doing the davening, and they're present along with the Kohanim and Levim who are in the Beis Hamikdash. Anyways, so we have 24 groups of Ma'amadim, just like we have 24 groups of Mishmaros, and they go in hand. So the men of whoever's part of a Ma'amad would go in his week once every 24 weeks. Now, the Mishnah here says, Anshe Mishmar, the Kohanim who are part of this week's Mishmar, Va'anshe Ma'amad, the Yisraelim who are part of this week's Ma'amad, Asurin Milisaper Umilichabes. They're not allowed to get a haircut or to launder their clothes during the week of their service. The technique being employed here is the same technique that we're more accustomed to regarding Chol HaMoed of Pesach and Sukkos, where the din is you can't get a haircut or do your laundry during Chol HaMoed, which is supposed to induce people to get it done before Yom Tov comes in, to make sure that they go into Yom Tov being fully groomed well. Now, same idea here, we don't want the Kohanim or the Anshe Ma'amad to show up without having a proper haircut or clean clothes, so we force them to do it beforehand by saying they can't do it on the week of their service at all. However, Uva Chamishi, on the fifth day, meaning the Thursday, Mutar Mipnei Kavod Shabbos, it becomes permitted, let's talk about haircuts first, permitted to get a haircut because you want people to be properly groomed for Shabbos, and therefore haircuts on the Thursday are permitted. The truth is, it'd be a simple kol shekin, although more so haircuts on the Friday are permitted because it's even closer to Shabbos. But the thought here is people might want to dedicate their day on Friday to other Shabbos preparations and not take time to get haircuts, and therefore even the Thursday before the Friday already it's permitted both for the men of the Mishmar and of the Mamad to get their hair cut. As far as laundry goes, it's the same idea that we want them to have the laundry done on time for Shabbos. However, since it's brought down that one of the 10 takanos that Ezra HaSofer, back Ezra when he came in the beginning of Bais Sheni time, established was that people should not do laundry on Fridays, lest they don't have enough time to do other Shabbos preparations. It may well be that the laundry being done on a Thursday is dafka only Thursday and not on Friday. Nowadays, it's hard for us to imagine because we have just laundry machines you put in the washer and then you're done within an hour. But in the time of the Mishnah, it was quite a job to go down to the water source and scrub it and let it dry out, all that kind of stuff. And therefore, it may well be that you can't do your laundry on, they couldn't do laundry on Friday because they need to have their hands free to do proper Shabbos preparations.